Welcome in to Vegas Nation Mailbag. I'm Elaine Emerson alongside Gilbert Manzano. And Gilbert, who would have thought a 42-28 loss would actually have some glimmers of hope in it for the Raiders? A big loss to the Colts. They dropped to 1-6, but we saw some good things out of the Raiders this weekend.
Yeah, for a second, I thought the Raiders were going to win their second game of the year. It's like, whoa, this is a shootout. Derek Carr's going toe-to-toe with Andrew Luck. They were up 28-21. And then the wheels fell off in the fourth quarter. They gave up 21 points unanswered. Doug Martin had a big fumble. They had a three and out. It felt like if Derek Carr and the offense did not score on every drive, they weren't going to win. That's what happened. But for a second, they were kind of doing it. But overall, it was kind of an exciting game for three quarters. And yeah, like you said, there was some positivity there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like what we had talked about at the beginning of the season, where you saw something put together for three quarters. And then you get to the fourth quarter and it kind of fell apart.
Yeah,
again.
Remember when that was kind of the good times when they kind of started off
when
well?
We had a lot of positivity.
Yeah, that's kind of the old days, but it was like a month ago.
Yeah, it was forever ago, it seems like. So still 42-28 loss, and the Raiders had another big loss happen today. We had a surprise retirement via Instagram from Dominique Rogers Cromarty. Gilbert, how does this impact the team going forward?
I don't know if it kind of affects him in a big way. DRC came late. He arrived in August. He was gone before Halloween in October, so it was a very short stint for DRC. Mm-hmm. I think he was kind of fitting in when Daryl Worley was suspended and Garen Conn was trying to figure it out. But Dominique Rogers Cromarty is not playing much, and he got frustrated when you're a veteran and you kind of made some money already and you're 1-6 and you're not getting playing time. You want to retire. It's like, you know what, forget it. I'm not attached to this team. John Gruden's training everybody. Let me get out of here. So it's not a good sign when people are kind of, I wouldn't call it quitting, but they're kind of giving up on the season. Like, you know, I'm going to go right into the sunset. I have had a good career.
Well, we've talked about, you know, potential issues in the locker room or anything. Do you think that this shows that some of that is true? Or do you think it's just more of an older guy that's kind of done with the league?
I think a little bit of both, but I feel like a lot of the stuff going on in the locker room didn't sit right with DRC. Probably, I don't know if he thought, you know, playoffs, but I thought a little bit, you know, he'll have at least a good role on the team. He could be like the third cornerback, they can't even figure. I think last week they put in Garon Conley and didn't even start Rashawn Melvin. So it was more like, hey, the guys who are in the trading block, let these guys audition to put themselves play better for good tape, and then we'll trade them. Mm-hmm. And guys who are not on the trading block did not play. So maybe that got them frustrated, like, hey, you shouldn't be playing guys based off value. You should kind of play the best guys and kind of keep moving forward. But I can see the frustration probably. I'm guessing guys wanted to be traded. Some guys wanted to be released. DRC went the retirement route.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you comment down below, A, about your thoughts about the Colts game, but also about DRC's retirement. We'll keep talking a little bit more about that game. Derek Carr had a really good start to the game and seemed to be, like you said, kind of going toe-to-toe with Andrew Luck. So let's go to one of these emails that you got. From
some
Kenneth
good ones this week.
Harris, I know you had a lot of interaction this week. Ken Harris,
I like it.
Will Carr ever make it as the Raiders franchise QB, given his fear of hanging in there to make the play? Or is the problem Carr or the awful O-line? I think Gruden needs a fearless mobile QB to make his offense work. And then you have a note here that Ken listed a bunch of QBs that could work. Aaron Rodgers, Mitchell Trubisky, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. I think any team would feel pretty happy if they had those guys there and could probably win some games.
Are you sure it could work with Aaron Rodgers on somebody's team?
I have no idea. Yeah, I think any franchise could have one of those quarterbacks and win more games.
But I think he kind of balanced that out. He went with Aaron Rodgers and then he added Mitchell Trubisky. Kind of like, oh, I'm getting too greedy. Trubisky, maybe.
But what do you think? Did Derek Carr work on himself a little bit this week and show some improvement?
I gotta say that for Kenneth Harris's email, it was before the game. So Kenneth was really frustrated with Derek Carr during the buildup of the bad week where he got accused of crying, trade rumors, he can't play anymore, this and that. But Derek Carr probably read this email from Kenneth Harris, and he saw all the bad texts about Derek Carr, and he had a great game. We're saying that he's gonna probably try to prove himself, you know, show he's this guy who doesn't cry, you know, blah blah blah. But he didn't force it. There was no turnovers. There was no interceptions. He threw for three touchdowns, and he ran for one. So Derek Carr kept the Raiders in this game when the defense was doing nothing. We should be accusing the defense of crime because that defense was awful against the Colts. But Derek Carr, for three quarters, tried his best to keep them in the game. And we saw Derek Carr, who was from 2016, the Derek Carr who who earned that big paycheck. It's the Derek Carr that we all kind of fell in love with, and he's been gone for a while. So maybe it's a good sign of Derek Carr being back. And the O-line really did a good job protecting him. Sometimes when you don't have no protection, it just does not work. But this time, Colt Miller looked healthy. Brandon Parker had a good game. So the rookies at tackles did a good job, and they really helped out Derek Carr this week.
But it's tough because we've seen so many different Derek Carrs on this team.
That is really frustrating.
We've seen so many different Derek Carrs, so it's really hard to tell for me looking in which Derek Carr is the legit Derek Carr, right? So that would cause some concern if I'm a Raiders
and
fan.
And we're playing, they were playing, not we, I'm not part of the team, but they were playing a kind of mediocre Colts defense, so we can't take away too much from playing the Colts defense. And they were at home, and they had a bye week, so things were in their favor. But
maybe they were in a groove,
They were in a groove, but there was no Amari Cooper. So showing that you can still kind of play at this level without your number one wideout, which I know Cooper wasn't doing too much to begin with, it's kind of a good sign. But, it's kind of you want to be consistent. You want to see what do you do. So I know people wanted Derek Carr to be traded at the trade deadline. That already came and went. He's still on the team, so enjoy Derek Carr for the rest of 2018. But this is his moment to shine and prove to Raider Nation and John Gruden that he's a guy for the future. So we'll see what Derek Carr does for the rest of the games.
Yeah, we'll see if it ends up working, for, as Ken said, for Gruden, and he maybe works better with a mobile QB.
Yeah,
and
that's one thing about Derek Carr. When he first started, he was actually very mobile. He kept plays going. He moved around the pocket, and when you thought there was nothing there, he moved around to the side, and he found a guy who was open. Mm-hmm. So, you want to see Patrick Mahomes and Trubisky and Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers,
of course. Anyone would love to have those guys. Yeah.
So if Derek Carr gets back to being mobile, it does work in Gruden's offense.
Mm-hmm. Well, make sure to comment down below what you think of Derek Carr and who Derek Carr is as a quarterback for this Raiders team. We're going to go to another I'll just say fan email that you got. Dan wrote you a sonnet, Gilbert.
I like that. I was calling it an essay, but that's much better.
A 1,600-word essay/email. He just starts off talking about Gruden bashing comments, saying he's been out of coaching too long, blah, 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 game hasn't passed. It's hogwash. All of it is hogwash.
I like that.
Gruden has a plan, and he is executing it. Yes, he's got a ton of money, ton of power. But he has a great football mind and a great vision. And he goes on to say, just in Gruden, we must trust, we must trust. He's fully going there. He has a plan, and plans take time to execute. Do you agree with that, Gilbert, that Gruden just has a master plan and he's making sure it happens?
I think so. I know we're making fun of the 10-year deal, but when you got 10 years, there is supposed to be a grand scheme and a grand plan. So maybe it does take time. But Dan Kenny here, I'm already calling him a Danny or Danny, like I know this guy. But Dan, he gave me a lot of
you
words.
You know this
so
guy
I know
now,
him very
so,
well.
Yeah.
He told me he's been a fan since 1963. That's 55 years of rooting for the Silver and Black, so he's seen it all. Right. And I thought when I got this email, it's gonna be one of those emails where you just rip apart John Gruden, and you're so mad at the 1-6 star, and this is a bad franchise. But no, Dan went the opposite route. He stuck with this franchise. He's being loyal. He's defending John Gruden. So I can see it. You're going to be positive. It's 10 years. Plans do sometimes take a while, and you want to see some things here in year two or year three, but year one, you're not going to see much of it.
Right.
So I think that's where Dan is coming from. But, hey, credit to Dan Kenny to staying with the Raiders, because a lot of people are jumping ship. They're like, forget this franchise. Here we go again.
Yeah, I find it hilarious that he wanted to write 1,600 words to you, but it's awesome, too, because he's very passionate, obviously, and he wants to defend his coach, because I've said this all the time. We have someone in our office who's a big Steelers fan, right? And I'm a Steelers fan as well. I've talked about this a lot, but we have another person in here who just, despises Mike Tomlin. And I, as a Steelers fan, will go to the grave for Mike Tomlin because I think he's done so much for this franchise. So I appreciate fans that are willing to back up their coach, even though I talk a lot of smack about John Gruden on this show quite a bit.
Yeah,
but he's not my coach, right?
But you've seen a lot of Super Bowl titles lately for the Steelers.
That's true.
Dan, who hasn't seen something since, 1980-something? I forget what year.
Exactly.
1983
it's
in
been
LA.
A while.
It's been a while, but he's seen it all.
That's true.
And Dan, to kind of be on the other side, good for him, because when I ask for comments and questions, there's a lot of negativity on the Raiders and John Gruden. And Dan said, I've had enough. I'm going to fire off this 1,600-word essay to my guy, Gil. And he's going to read it in the mailbag. And that's what we're doing.
I love it. Actually, we're going to go to some comments. Harry joining in. What do you think the Raiders should do with those three first-round picks? Defensive end, wide receiver, running back. What do you think?
Oh, another one of my guys, Harry Ruiz.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think they should do with those early picks next year?
We were talking about the mock. Did you watch the mock draft show a week ago? We had.
I know. We talked about this last week. All the picks we had made. But yeah, what do you think is the number one priority for the Raiders?
Let's forget about quarterback.
Yes. Let's forget about quarterback.
Even
let's just
Justin
say
Herbert
that they're
going
to
really
stick
good for Oregon. But hey, Derek Carr had a good game. We'll forget about quarterback.
Okay.
I think we go D-line. I think a running back, you can find a running back maybe in the fourth round. Like Alvin Kamara from the Saints was drafted in the fourth round. So you can find guys later on.
I agree.
But the guys you want, our guy, Ed Oliver from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
he was really cool with us
exactly.
A couple years ago. Maybe he's the guy you want there. But of course, Bosa from Ohio State is kind of the grand prize you want. And when you only have 7 sacks all season, Andrew Luck was untouched for that game. Andrew Luck could go make a sandwich, come back, snap the ball, and throw it off. So Andrew Luck had plenty of time, but you need pressure in the NFL. There's 2 keys. You need a quarterback and you need a pass rusher, and they don't have a pass rusher. Maybe they have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you got to go DN. I know Oliver's a D-tackle, but look at Aaron Donald from the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
D-tackles are also very vital.
Yeah, I would think defense would be the number one priority just because we have seen that. That has been consistently bad over this season, whereas the offense has kind of just been up and down, and maybe there are some pieces that you can work on and work with down in the line, but it may be time to just kind of like start fresh.
Yeah, and I know nowadays it's kind of like an offensive league. You know, you got the Rams, you got the Patriots,
right.
You got the Chiefs. These guys are all shooting now, and I know the Chiefs and the Patriots don't have a good defense, but you got to sometimes, you know, have a competent defense. You can't
right.
give up 42 points to the 2-5 Colts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think nowadays if you get down to 28, I know that's still bad.
Right.
You will make it in this league. So the Raiders are pretty bad to giving up 30-plus points a week. But, yeah, you got to focus on defense. You got to do something there. It's just like your guys are retiring in the secondary. There's guys on the trading block. You can't, you know, get any pass rush going on. Your linebackers, I can't even name the linebackers right now, to be honest. It's just that defense for poor Paul Gunther, who doesn't get Khalil Mack, just can't figure it out.
The only other defense I can think of that's worse is the UNLV defense, who is allowing between 40 and 50 points a game
that's
for the
Vegas
past 4 games.
For you.
That's Vegas football, apparently. That's what we're working with. All right, starting to preview a little bit of this week. We're actually filming this earlier than normal, as you may see, because it's a Thursday night game this week. We're
going to
have some Thursday night lights between the Raiders and the Niners, a Bay Area battle.
2-13 combined records. I'm excited.
Are you excited? Because I think it's going to be some of the worst football I've ever seen. But they're going to probably play for what could be the number one overall draft.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling it the Loser Wins Bowl. So if
like
you actually lose, you're going to win in the long run.
Loser wins.
You'll probably be the number one pick. I don't see anybody else beating these 2 teams. Maybe the Giants, but
Beating the
worst. But the Giants have Odell Beckham and Saquon
Maybe the
Barkley.
Cardinals.
But they won 2 games already. They're not
true.
Tanking.
That's
I know
true.
They played the Niners twice.
There's still some time left, but the Cardinals are still in the hunt.
I'm gonna you know, be bold, and I'm gonna say the loser of this game.
The loser wins.
Will get the number one pick. But
gotcha.
I'm actually fascinated with this game.
Okay, tell me why.
These are 2 very bad teams, so that means they're gonna be on the equal level. So in our point of view, they're gonna be having a good game because
mm-hmm.
they could score on each other. They could move the ball. They could play defense. So they're bad teams. And the Bay Area rivalry. This might
mm-hmm.
be the last time they play each other as Bay Area teams because the Raiders are coming to Las Vegas. I don't think they're going to meet each other in the Super Bowl, right? They're not going to go to the Super Bowl anytime soon and play each other. So
mm-hmm.
this could be the last time they play each other as Bay Area rivals. I don't know about the preseason next year, but it's kind of like an end of an era. So I'm excited to see that.
Right.
I will be at the game on Thursday. I want to talk to fans. Like,
Do
you want to win this game? Are you sad about the Bay Area rivalry being gone? So a lot of interesting takes on this game.
Yeah, I would be interested to see if just fans are even still invested in football at this point, right? Because I think it's hard to when you are thinking in your mind, well, this is our season. This is what's going to happen. There's no comeback at this point,
it's like
right?
a weird place for the fans. It's like you want to beat your rival from across the bay, but you also want that number one pick. So, do you want to win? Do you want to lose? Like, again, a very weird dynamic for this game.
It's very strange. Have you looked at the Niners' schedule? Do they have a harder schedule near the end of the season?
I have not, but they do kind of play in a soft NFC West. I know they play the Rams. But
besides that.
But actually, yeah, that's a loss. So if they play the Rams 1 more time. That helps
them
out. But you get to play the Seahawks, they're kind of so-so, and they already lost to the Cardinals twice, so they're kind of taking care of that. But for the Raiders, I've seen their schedule, and I don't see them winning.
It's a lot tougher.
I don't see them winning any game.
They've got that Steelers matchup. They got a few others.
And I think they play the Chiefs twice still. They haven't faced them yet.
Ooh, yeah.
And they have one game against the Cardinals in Arizona, which I could see Arizona pulling that off. But if they somehow lose that Cardinals game, I don't see the Raiders winning a game this year. I'm sorry. That's a bad take.
It's not a bad take, though. It's a negative take, not a bad take. I don't think you're off on that prediction.
Or the people who are Team Tank, they want to see that.
Yeah. I was going to say, it is interesting. I always find it strange when you are getting to that point in the season of just like you would rather lose, because I feel like, again, and I've said this before on the show, no coach is really like in that mindset of like being
really
willing to lose. Yeah, exactly. Like, and John Gruden especially, I think, would be the kind of guy that's not willing to straight up just be like, yep, it's over. The season's kind of, what I mean?
You talk about that like in Thanksgiving, not the day before Halloween. So I just think it's so weird that we're already talking about tanking in October.
Exactly. All right, let's get to some rapid fire questions now. Let's start off with, will Seth Roberts and Brandon LaFell continue to step up? They really stepped up this week.
Yeah, no Amari Cooper first game, you're kind of wondering who's going to be that that wide receiver to step up. And we're thinking Jordy Nelson or Martavis Bryant. I don't think Martavis Bryant even got a target, or I feel like he wasn't even at the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't Jordy or Martavis. It was Seth Roberts and Brandon LaFell. Brandon LaFell, I forgot he was on this team. He was picked up in August, out there and gets a touchdown. So, and that's also maybe to credit to Derek Carr. He's kind of elevating these guys. Kind of, okay, no Cooper, it's time to step up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe it was a thing where like they were kind of force-feeding Amari. We got to figure out what to do with Amari. And then maybe now they're not overthinking it, and they're kind of letting the guys run their routes. And whatever's open, you throw it to that guy.
Yeah, maybe it's just working out because what you're currently throwing to isn't quite working out. So you got to try new guys, and it helps. All right, Doug Martin had a pretty bad fumble in this game that kind of lost the game for him, some would say, or at least lost the momentum. Will he bounce back this week on Thursday Night Football?
I was pretty impressed with Doug Martin. I kind of already wrote him off, and I think we did like an over-under season preview saying how many games would Doug Martin play, eight or over. I had the under, but Doug Martin is still here, and he's a starter.
And now with Marshawn.
Yeah, he's going to be the workhorse. And And I was thinking, why not, try Jalen Richard or DeAndre Washington? But they went with Doug Martin. I don't know why, but he had a good game. He had a 72 yards rushing on 13 carries, 5.5 yards average per carry. So he had a good game until the fumble, and he kind of cost the game. But it kind of felt like the tie was already turning before that fumble.
Mm-hmm.
But they still had a shot to tie the game at least and didn't give Carr an opportunity to tie it. But I think Doug Martin will bounce back. But, yeah, that fumble really hurt. But overall, it was a good day for him.
All right, so our third question, how bad is this Raiders defense? Can you sum it up in five words?
How about just like adjectives?
Adjectives,
like
sure.
Atrocious, putrid, terrible, horrendous. I only got four.
The worst.
Yeah, the worst.
Yes. The worst is two, technically. Yeah.
But it's pretty bad. They can't get any pass rush. They're last in sacks. They can't protect, when it comes to pass defense. The linebackers are not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a lost cause for the defense. And, again, when somebody's retiring, it kind of shows you.
It shows you.
They do not want to be part of that any longer after eight games.
Yeah, absolutely. And final rapid-fire question, what's your Halloween costume for
Mark? I don't have a costume. I thought about it. I was like, no, I just keep watching Raider games.
Right.
And that will scare me.
And that'll scare you enough.
Sorry,
absolutely. Let's get on to the Week 9 predictions. Raiders 49ers on Thursday Night Football. We've already talked about two pretty awful teams facing each other. So who you got, Gilbert? This kind of is a coin toss for me.
Well, I was going to say the Niners, even though they have the home field advantage, even though Oakland is closer to Santa Clara. It's not really a home field.
Yeah.
But then I saw Michael Gilkin saying that their quarterback, who's actually a backup, CJ Beathard, is hurt. So you might get some guy named Nick Mullins. I think I'm saying his name right.
Ooh.
I'm not even sure if that's his name.
Ah.
So Nick, who? I don't know who you are. So the other team has Derek Carr. I'm going with the Raiders. They win the final battle, Bay Area rivalry game, whatever you want to call it. Let's go. I'm going to go with shootout.
You're going to go high?
You're gonna high, though. But for them, let's go 27 to 24. Close game. Derek Carr pulls it out.
Okay. I'm actually going to take the Raiders to win this one, too.
Okay.
I think that's the first time we've had this happen since I've been on.
With the Raiders.
Yeah. We're going to go, Yeah, I just don't see, I see the Raiders coming off what could be considered a good week, even though it was a tough loss, because they had some shining moments with Derek Carr. Even though they're on a short week, maybe they take a little bit of that momentum and just package it and make it work. So I'm going to say Raiders 24-10, which I think was my prediction last week, but it must but the opposite result. Yeah, so I'm going to say 24-10. Okay. Raiders in this one on Thursday Night Football. So,
all right, it might screw up the team tank for some of the people that want to have the number one pick, but you want to see a Raiders win sometime. So,
yeah,
this could be the day.
This may be the only chance, as we talked about. All right, thank you guys so much for joining in on this Vegas Nation mailbag. Make sure that you check out ReviewJournal.com for all of Gilbert's previews. Gilbert, you said you're going to be in the Bay Area for this game, so make sure you follow him on Twitter too for all the action. And Michael Gelkin, our other writer. For Gilbert Manzano, I'm Elaine Emerson. Thanks so much for watching Vegas Nation Mailbag.